This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are, give or take, 2.5 years into the saga that is Brexit, Great Britain pulling out of the European Union. And it is not going too far at all, I think, to say that we are no closer today to knowing how this thing is going to turn out than we were when the Brits voted in the summer of 2016. Prime Minister Theresa May's proposed withdrawal deal took a drubbing in Parliament today. It went down 432 to 202, which means, well, who knows? So as we do when Brexit news rolls around, we got a hold of Stephen Beard in London. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Kai.
So honestly, now what happens?
Well, the deal, Theresa May's deal, is as dead as a dodo. I mean, this was an absolutely shattering defeat. She lost the vote by a bigger margin than anyone predicted. I mean, what happened here today was that Remainers and Brexiteers united to trash this deal. And this was May's flagship policy. It's astonishing, frankly, that she hasn't resigned.
All right. So, well, and there's going to be a no-confidence vote, I guess, at some point tomorrow from Labour's Jeremy Corbyn, right?
Yes, that's right. That's okay. Going to be debated tomorrow. Yeah. Now, if she lost that, she surely would resign, and it could very well collapse the government and could lead to a general election. But in fact, actually, what I should say is she's probably likely to survive that confidence vote, because her Brexit rebels and members of the Northern Irish Party that were propping her up don't want the government to collapse. So from tomorrow, she could, you know, be soldiering on trying to extract a better deal from the EU.
All right. But look, if you are, first of all, a British business, or second of all, an overseas or international business thinking about doing business in Great Britain in the short to medium term future, what are you thinking right now?
Well, they've probably been thinking this for some while, actually. Yeah. I mean, businesses really must be getting used to this uncertainty. Nevertheless, one thing from which they might derive some encouragement, and this possibly a reason for the pound actually ticking up today, counterintuitively, this may be because what could happen now is Parliament could take more control over the situation and actually start ordering the government to do certain things. For example, seeking a postponement of Brexit Day beyond March the 29th. There's even the possibility that Parliament might order a second referendum, which could result in no Brexit at all. But I guess, in a way, that might offer some comfort and reassurance to possible investors in Britain. But on the other hand, it might not. It looks as if there's going to be a lot of turmoil and confusion here over the next few weeks.
Last thing, and we got to hustle before I let you go. If you're the European Union looking at this, the EU27, as they call themselves, what are you thinking?
Well, the EU has been playing hardball over this, trying to punish Britain to discourage other member states from leaving. But the EU doesn't want a no-deal Brexit either. I mean, the EU's got a $90 billion trade surplus with Britain. If the UK does crash out on March the 29th without a deal, French wine growers, German car makers and Spanish farmers are going to be up in arms. And with Germany and Italy almost certainly in recession now, France not far behind, the mess of a no-deal Brexit is the last thing that the EU needs.
Stephen Beard in London on kind of an amazing geopolitical and economic day. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Kai.